Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatsoever time you are listening to this podcast. I warmly welcome you to this, to the At Her Mind podcast. I really, really appreciate you for listening, for tuning into this episode, and I do not take it for granted. Thank you so much. This is the At Her Mind podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be telling you about the At Her Mind podcast. What the At Her Mind podcast is all about, what to expect from coming episodes, and I'm going to be telling you about myself and give you an overview of the At Her Mind podcast. My name is Opemi Afolabi, and I am your host for the At Her Mind podcast. What is the At Her Mind podcast, and what are you to expect from later episodes? The At Her Mind podcast is a podcast that is centered around mental and the psychological aspect of health. Which main purpose is to create an environment whereby we can have a At Her Mind podcast surrounding mental health without stigmatization, thereby breaking the stigma surrounding mental health. So, the At Her Mind podcast is a podcast that is, you know, centered around mental health, as I have said. And the reason for this podcast is, one, to create a safe space. A safe space where people can talk about their mental health. Let me give you a little bit of a backstory. So, a few years ago, I was in a room with two other dear people, and we were sharing some of the things that were going on with us. And you know, they started talking about what they are going through. They started talking about what they are going through, what they are currently facing, and they made a particular statement. The both of them said something similar, and they were like, I was okay, this is what they said actually. They said, okay, they are going through a whole lot of things, and they cannot even share it with people because they feel like they are not the only one going through it. And I was caught aback by that statement because I feel like, why would you be going through so much and you do not want to share it because you feel like you won't be heard, mainly because of the fact that you think that you are not the only one going through it and you should endure? That's not good enough. All right, so the At Her Mind podcast is one of the reason for the At Her Mind podcast is to create a space whereby people can come out boldly to talk about their mental struggles or their mental or what is going on with what is going on with them without the fear of being stigmatized and still feeling safe at the same time. Also, the reason for this podcast is to break the stigma surrounding mental health. There is a lot of stigma surrounding the topic mental health in Africa, outside Africa, all over the world. You know, people don't want to hear the word mental because they feel like, oh, it's not something that is supposed to be talked about in the public, whereas it is something that should be discussed confidently and comfortably. And one of the reasons for this podcast is to make people develop the confidence to talk about their mental health without the fear of being tagged as mad or as psycho. Yes, this is one thing that is currently going on in the mental health space, because once they hear the word mental health, they feel like it is psycho, or it is the person is mad. Once the person mentioned the word mental health, then the person is mad. That's not it though. So that is one of the reasons for this podcast. And the podcast vision, yes, is to create a safe space for mental and psychological well-being. You know, when you hear the word psychological well-being, what comes to your mind, or some people don't know it, but the psychological well-being is it's encompassed of the emotional well-being, the social well-being, your behavioral health, and your mental health. Because all of your emotions, your behavior, your social well-being, your mental well-being, it's all encompasses in how your day-to-day activity runs. All of this is embedded in how you go through your day-to-day activities. You put in your emotion in what you do daily. You are a social being. You relate with people. Even though you are someone that is always indoor, in one way or the other, you are still relating with people, right? You have a family. You have your friends around. You have people that you talk to. You have your coursemates. You have your classmates. And all of this, you cannot go a day without, you know, interacting with someone. That is how we are made. We are a social being. We are a social being. We cannot do life alone. And you doing life with other people simply, you know, translate to, okay, let me tell you what mental health really means. I didn't say that earlier. What mental health means is how you relate with yourself, or how you cope with yourself, how you cope with others, and how you cope with the situation around. Life throws different situations at us. How are you able to cope with it? Even before life throws situations at us, how do you cope with yourself? This is a question that we should answer, right? How am I able to deal with myself if this is going through my body? Or let me give you a brief example of what I just defined mental health is, which is the way you cope with yourself, cope with others, and cope with the situation around. Let's say, for instance, as an individual, you probably maybe lost something so dear to you, or lost someone so dear to you, or you lost your favorite pet, and you were so down, you feel so worried, or you feel so sad. How are you able to cope with that situation? Do you feel like it's the end of the world? Do you feel like, oh, this is so bad and you cannot come out of the situation, you cannot come over it? How you are able to deal with that, is mental health. Okay, how are you able to deal with that and deal with it yourself? Okay, do you feel like, okay, well, it's fine, then it can go. Oh, I cannot come out of this situation. That is mental health. Or sometimes not all situations are bad. Not all life situations are bad. I want us to know that it is not negative things that encompasses the mental health. No. Happy moments. How do you deal with it? Let's say, for instance, you just graduated from the university. You feel so happy. You feel this euphoria is so high. You feel so happy. You feel so excited. This is also a mental health. How do you cope with that situation? You know, some people, let's say, for instance, that you just graduated and you are crying. Those two things doesn't correlate. You cannot be graduating and you are crying. What's the cause of the tears? It is something that should be happy. So how you are able to cope with such situation is what mental health is. And now you're able to cope with other people. Do you cope so well with other people? Do you feel like, okay, you don't need other people around you? That's also mental health. How are you able to cope with yourself? Let's say, for instance, you just had a baby. That's for you, right? You just had a baby, or you just had you just got your favorite item, or you just got something so beautiful and you cannot let go of it. How are you able to deal with that with yourself? So that's also mental health. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about why mental health matters. Really, mental health is actually as important as your physical health. It's as important as every other aspect of your health. Your mental health is as important as your physical health. Your mental health is as important as your emotional health. Your mental health is as important as your spiritual health. Your mental health is as important as your overall health. You really cannot be physically fit when you're not mentally fit. You can actually be physically fit, right, when none of your body parts are missing or lost, when none of them are impaired, right? But your physical appearance says a lot about your mental appearance or your mental health. What is going on in your mind? Your physical appearance says a lot about it. not in all cases, but in most cases. So let me share a little bit of insights with you about why mental health really matters. Okay, a friend of mine was, you know, we were together and we were both going through a stage of, or an episode of stress, and she was bottling all of this inside of her. She couldn't share it with anybody. She feels like, I'm not the only one going through this. I can deal with this myself. I can deal with it myself. I can deal with it. I can deal. You know, she has so many, I can deal with it myself. I can deal with it myself. I can deal with it myself. Till the fact that she was, I can deal with it myself was so much that she couldn't, you know, she couldn't hold it anymore. And she feels like, I've gotten to the end of the road. Then there's no other way out. So, mental health. So, and it began to affect the way she deal with other people. It began to affect her physical health, that she feels like, okay, I cannot go out again. I cannot even take this anymore. So it is actually very, very important to take care of our mental health, because every other aspect of our health is highly dependent on our mental health. So one of the reasons why mental health is important is that it affects our overall well-being, and without it, our physical aspect of it cannot function properly. Number two reason why mental health is important is that it helps to function effectively in our, it helps us to function effectively in our day-to-day activities. Yes, you know, I said earlier that mental health is simply means how you cope with yourself, how you cope with other people, and how you cope with situation around. So one of the reasons why it is important is that it helps you to effectively function in your day-to-day activity. It helps you to effectively function at work. It helps you to effectively function in your family. It helps you to effectively function in wherever you find yourself. And lastly, one of the reasons why mental health is important is that it helps you to connect well, or you connect well with other people, you connect well with situations around, and you connect well with yourself. So in later episode, I'm going to be telling you more about mental health. I'm going to be, you know, demystifying mental health topics, and I'm going to be creating a safe space where you can have, where we can have a heart to mind conversations around mental health. Thank you so much for tuning into this first episode, and I really hope you learned something. You can connect with me via my email if you have any mental health topic you want to share, or you want me to talk about, or you want to share your mental health story with me. You can reach out to me at theheartandmindpodcast25@gmail.com, or you reach out to me via WhatsApp at 0086019964, and the country code is +234. Also, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking to you about understanding your mental health and understanding the mental health of people around you. So I want you to like this episode, share it with people, and you create a mental health positive community. Thank you so much. I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.